Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 222, with all your heart. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Let this land trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths with all your heart. Not part of it. Not the part that's left over after you've already tried to handle everything yourself. All of it. Solomon knows exactly what he's asking, because in the Hebrew mind, the heart isn't just a place of feeling. It's the center of who you are, your will, your emotions, your reason. All together, God is not asking for a reserved portion. He is asking for you, whole, and trusting him with all of that. That is the most complete surrender a person can make. But then comes the other side of this verse, and it is honest in a way that reaches deep. Do not lean on your own understanding. This is not a warning against thinking. God gave us minds, and he wants us to use them. The warning is against the illusion that our perspective captures everything, that we see enough, that if our logic can't reach an answer, there must not be one. But we see in part, always in part, and leaning only on yourself is like building a house on a foundation too small for the weight that life is going to bring. In all your ways acknowledge him. All your ways. Not just the big ones. Not just the decisions that keep you up at night. The small daily choices too. The text is saying that God does not want to be called only in the emergency. He wants to be present in the whole movement of your life. And to acknowledge him, that word in Hebrew carries intimacy. It is not a formal procedure. It is the gesture of someone who stops in the middle of the road, looks to the Father and says, I am here, and you matter in this. Jesus himself lived exactly this way. Not my will, but yours. Not as defeat, as trust. And a promise, he will make straight your paths. Not a promise that the path will be without bends. Not a promise that it will be easy. The promise is of direction, that the path arrives where it needs to. God does not guarantee ease. He guarantees you will not be lost. And there is an enormous difference between those two things. Today, before breakfast, do this. Think of one decision or one worry you have been carrying alone, something that sat in your mind last night, something that feels heavy this morning. Say its name out loud to God with whatever words you have. It does not have to be polished. Just acknowledge that he is bigger than it. And then, literally, open your hands. Open your palms. It is a small gesture, but it is real. It is you saying, I am not holding on to this anymore. Because trusting the Lord with all your heart begins in one moment. This one. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.